AA4GH on your W4NYK repeater.
That's your old TR. What you up to, bud?
Mike, I haven't talked to you for a long time. Tom, I'm so glad that you responded. What's new in your life, over? Well, that's great. It sounds like you've got a lot to be proud of in your family. I think that's wonderful that your daughter is taking her son, her grandchild, son, to back to her alma mater to show it off. That's how you build dynasties. Over. You can pay a price for some of those activities, and that's always a shame. When we're young, we think we're invincible. I know when our son was in high school, our one son, Kyle, we were glad to steer him kind of away from football into soccer. Suited his personality, and he did a great job. But he got submarined in a play, and his elbow shattered. Had to have surgery to get it fixed. So he's still paying the price for that in soccer, where you normally don't think there are that many injuries. Over.
I think any athletic activity, including basketball and high line, one grandson played that for a year, and he's played football every year all the way through junior high and high school. But he's a big old boy. He's 17 now. And he's 6'5", and he weighs 285 pounds, I think, and wears a size 16 shoe, Gus. They had a picture of him sitting by the alma mater up there at the university in Kansas. It's Pittsburgh State University. It's not KU. It's in southeast Kansas, and it was a gorilla. And I don't know which one of them was bigger, actually.
Wow, that is a big young man. At that height and that weight, he's probably pretty solid and pretty muscular. Well, sounds like you're proud of him, too. Over.
Yeah, and he's got into fishing, and I think that's great. Sure beats some of the other activities that are around nowadays. And so I got him a small bass boat, and up there, George and I, my brother-in-law, we put in channel cat and perch and bass in that pond, and the guy, the family he bought it from, worked for the coal mine, and so the coal shovel dug that pond. It's about 2 acres, but it's 30 feet deep, and that's awfully deep for a pond. So it's a real haven for good fishing. So he and I have a lot of fun up there the next 4 or 5 days. I haven't been able to do much of it down here, and the kids got a lake house over here about 15 minutes from me. But Bernice picked raspberries this morning, and I went out and fed and watered the chickens and gathered the eggs and took my neighbor over a half of a watermelon that we bought, and it was all nice and cold. He'd been working out in the yard, and he really appreciated that. After dinner tonight, I took him over a great big plate of lasagna for his family, and they already had stuff for dinner, but he says, we'll sure eat that tomorrow. Bernice makes a wonderful lasagna. And she's bringing me some homemade ice cream with Hershey's chocolate on it, a couple of homemade oatmeal cookies right now. Gus, how's North Carolina treating you up there?
Oh, it's great. We're really happy we came up here for the summer. You know, I think I mentioned we bought an RV lot last December. We've been chasing homes here, and, you know, always was too late or wasn't adequate, and driving from Florida really was a pain just to look at a house. So what we do is we bought that RV lot as the base of operation, and I've spent June and July adding a bathroom onto the back of the bunkhouse, building putting a shed in place, and making that a garage for our golf cart and a ham radio station. And then just a week and a half ago, we trying to keep up with what's on the market, we found this two-bedroom cottage, got our realtor to take us there, and long story short, made an offer, had it accepted, and we're closing August 9th on it. We'll be in Canada at the time RVing, but we'll come back mid-September to, you know, kind of make it our own and do, you know, do a few things before we head south for the winter. So it's been active, spending our grandkids' inheritance. Hopefully they won't mind. Over.
Well, that's wonderful. And that's what they tell us all to do. We've gotten old enough now that we just don't feel like traveling. And it's such a cattle car thing with the airlines anymore, and we sure can't afford to fly first class. That's overpriced. I don't mind the regular prices, but wow, first class just too much. I looked at private jets the other day. I thought maybe I'd go back and visit my old friend up in Kansas, and I've heard of people getting a hop, you know, and you know, like we did in the military. And if there's a business jet going that way, you could get on it. But, oh, man, you talk about expensive. I mean, exorbitant. I thought, well, that'd be nice. Just go out to Executive Airport and hop on a turboprop or a business jet and go back to Kansas. Anywhere close there would be fine. Kansas City, Wichita. We've been to all those places, but that's out of the question. But it was fun looking anyways. Well, congratulations. Always, we looked at log houses when we moved down here, and I always wanted one of those. Is that what you mean by a cottage, or is it just, that's just the word for it, Gus? Over.
Well, we're calling it a cottage. It's over 1,100 square feet, so that's probably maybe bigger than people think. It has two bedrooms, each of which has its own complete bath. What I like is, well, we're in very hilly country, so you hardly see any home that's flat. This one has a basement, which has a door opening up into a driveway as a garage. And so basically the whole basement's a garage. I'm going to set up a shop there. I may put my ham station there, or I may keep it upstairs in the bedroom, the second bedroom. Hard to tell yet. We want room for company, but we don't expect that to happen a lot because everybody has their own lives, and trying to get people to come visit sometimes is tough. Our kids who have kids, they just seem to be too busy. Well, anyway, it's always good to talk to you, Tom. I hope you have.
Really enjoyed it. And again, congratulations. Well, that's what we done when we moved here. It's 1,400 square feet upstairs, and it's 1,400 down here. And so Bernice's sewing room's on one side, which sort of resembles Hiroshima after the bomb, usually. You know how seamstresses are. And I think she's got 9 sewing machines over there. She doesn't do any outside the house except for the kids. She's been doing some cushions for the lake house and stuff like that. But this side is mine, and it's a garage. Today, when I was doing some work down here, I just pulled the car out, and I got a rollaway, and I had a ceiling put in, and I put in a couple of HVAC vents, and I put up a Casablanca fan, and I wired it all and put in lighting, and I do keep a fan running in the background, which you can probably hear, in the summertime, just to circulate over to the dehumidifier, and then I put a Generac on it, and that's the nicest thing we've added in a lot of ways, although we don't use it much. It's sure a security device. But with this drop ceiling and all, we got linoleum on the floors and that, but it's not really finished per se, like sheetrock and all. But it's darn nice, and we come down here every night, and I have my ham radio station down here, a big screen TV, and a computer, and what more could you ask for? Gus, you take care. The place is all mine, and really enjoyed it. Don't be a stranger. Be careful up there, and be sure and check in and tell me about your travels to Canada again. I know you went to Alaska. So 73, Gus, AA4GH, and 0TR clear.
Great talking to you, as always. Hope you have a great day. Hey, I see KC4SKD is on. How are you doing, Larry?
I'm a double, but never did come back, Gus.
USL, I saw Larry on Echolink, so I thought I'd just see if he was there. Well, hey, good talking to you, Tom. Take care. 73's from AA4GH to Tom, N0TR.
Sorry about that. Hello, Gus. Nice to hear you this evening. Tom, I won't hold you long. I don't have much of a voice, but I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to hear from you, Shane. Got my first 2H from the new girls over there today. Oh, well, the last couple of days we've gotten one or two. So that's good. Patrick will be happy to hear that. Anyways, we've done real good with the 6 of them on the other side, and haven't touched base with you in a little while. Bernice got me some homemade ice cream and a couple of oatmeal cookies here, and sitting here watching Gunsmoke. I told her I'd change it over to Castle at 9 o'clock so that I can do the net and give her a show to watch, and I can run some CW maybe if I see anything on. I haven't been on. I was too tired last night. Go ahead, Shane. In 4ZLK and 0TR.
4ZLK. Yeah, I heard you talking about all those goodies Miss Bernice was making for you. Just making me hungry over here. I was just on 85. Well, I am on 85. Just drove through probably one of the worst downpours I've been in a long time. We were all going really slow. Wind was whipping. But I made it through that. I heard you say your daughter and grand, sons were up in Kansas on the farm. My daughter, one of my daughters is married to a guy whose grandparents own a farm in North Dakota. And she's up there this week. She's having a really nice time sending back pictures, talking about how beautiful it is. I hope she plans on coming back, because I sure would miss her. I think they're coming back Saturday, but I think she's falling in love with that flat, long distance view of land up there, Tom.
Pheasant hunting. I don't know if she does that. Well, there's a nice pond out there, George and Betty's, in 135 acres. And it's funny, we sent some peaches up to our favorite nephew up there in Boston the other day. Oh, a couple days ago. And we always do that once or twice a year. And he was saying that he still owns the farm. And he was saying that his son, Brendan, who's on the 34th floor of a high-rise, you can look out his window and see the Empire State Building. He's got a game camera out there in Kansas that he monitors it from the high-rise in New York City. He got one of the biggest bucks I ever seen a couple of years ago, Shane. But I thought that was rather funny. He's the same way. Mike is my nephew's a medical scientist. And I said, well, why don't Brendan go back and live on the farm? He says, don't say that, Tom. He said he'd go in a heartbeat.
Sam, I would miss her, though, if she moved up there. That's a long drive. They sent a video. They climbed up on top of one of the grain silos and did a 360 panoramic video of the farm. That's a lot for her to do that. She's not the most adventurous type, so I was happy that she ventured out, but a little nervous at the same time as a father.
Is in jail, T.R. Yeah, Bernice has had some horror stories to say about. You stomped the silage, didn't you, up in the silo? That's dangerous. But and then they didn't have conveyors, did you, huh? For that? Did you have conveyors? Oh, they had something to throw it up inside, she said, but you got up there and stomped it down, right? Yeah, something like that, anyways. She done some of the most dangerous things on that farm, but she didn't realize it, so I started chewing on her ear when she got back here.
I've seen videos and movies where people get stuck under that grain. There's not much hope if that happens. I don't know if I'd be wanting to stand on top of it, stomping it down like that. But you do what you got to do when you're on a farm. Anyway, let me let you go. My voice is wearing out. I've been fighting something. I don't feel too terrible. I just had a terrible head cold, I guess. I'm real congested. My voice is just practically gone. So, hello to Miss Bernice. You too have a good evening, and nice to hear you, Tom. Hope you have a good weekend. N0TR, N4ZLK.
What about your voice? Mine's that way, too, and it's probably the dad burned air conditioning. I hope it's what it is, but me and air conditioning don't get along too well. It makes my lung that's hooked to my rib cage shrink up and hurt, and stomps up my head, and you can't do without it, but sometimes it's hard to do with it. Anyways, take care, Shane. Getting about net time. And you be safe out there. 173s and 4ZLK and 0TR clear.